What is good, guys? Happy Monday and welcome back to another edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Caleb, and I'm just going to get straight to the monkey in the room, man. One, didn't record a ton last week. Just, I've had a really busy past couple weeks. No excuses, but, you know, obviously I try and get out and record as much as possible. But at the same time, too, there's some days where it's like, one, I'm super busy, and two, I don't necessarily have a great read on the slate. And I started to get into my own head the past 2 weeks. I'll fully admit that, but I'm ready to move on, move forward. And I've talked about it before, right? Like, I think what separates the whatever you want to call it, professional or hardcore bettors, or, you know, the guys that actually win money in the long term versus the casual ones, I think is how you withstand runs, both good and bad, right? But mostly bad in this situation is like when you're cold, how do you get back right? And I'll be completely honest, I have not taken the proper steps to get back right the past 2 weeks, and I've hinted at it here and there. But one, I've felt sorry for myself, and I just think that is, you're never gonna get blessed. You're never gonna have the good things that you need happen to you if you're just feeling sorry for yourself, right? The universe isn't going to reward that. And I get that there. We're going to correct that. But two, it's this fine balance when you're cold, right? Because all the doubt starts to creep in every slate. You've had three, four, five, you know, at this point, 2 weeks in a row bad. You start to be like, hey, do I even know this shit anymore? Like, what the fuck's going on? Right? So you got to find that balance of not shriveling up and not playing things that you know you should play that you're just scared to, but the opposite end too is obviously not trying to get it all back. And I think I've done a little bit of both of that, and then it goes hand in hand, right? You have a day where you don't play certain things that you like and they hit, then you're a little bit more antsy the next day, right? And you're playing some shit that you probably shouldn't have played. And I've kind of gotten caught in between in that middle ground these past 2 weeks, and I'm ready to move the fuck on, man. I'm ready to move on. But I think it also is important to keep the big picture in mind. It's such a big year, man. And even with these horrid past 2 weeks, we're still up on the year, right? So keep the big picture in mind. And there have been plenty of times. I mean, even last year, man, I believe I was down money at Christmas. I was down units. And then obviously we finished, you know, up 24, 25. So, if you bet anything consistently, you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs. But it's how you handle both those that I think really separates the best from the pack. And so I haven't done that, but I'm ready to lock back in. And I am, I apologize. I don't, obviously I don't want to lose money, right? But it sucks. Sometimes it sucks all the time. I hate it more when I lose other people money, and I get it. Most of the people that, you know, follow me and tail, like, get it, right? They know they're betting their own money. They're making their own choice. It still sucks, man. It still sucks. And I think that just adds to the, I guess, pressure of capping. And so all I'm here to say is we're clearing our mind. We're coming in this week with a clear conscience, ready to go, scrapped it all. And we're going to play what we love. We're going to, I think my approach over the past couple of weeks, I talked about it, right? A little bit of both. I've had some days where I should have played some things and didn't, but I've had plenty of days too, I think, where I'm just trying to get it all back. All right, I'm trying to hit a grand slam. I'm trying to hit a bases clearing triple or double, right? And sometimes you just need to go the other way and take your single or take your walk. And I think that's what our goal is going to be this week is find what we love each slate, live with the results, and we should be good. We should be good. All right. That being said, guys, where are we at on the year? We are 66 and 58 for 2.67 units. So I'm ready, man. Let's climb out of this thing. Let's climb out of this bitch and let's attack. Let's attack. All right. We got a pretty fatty boy slate today. Let me refresh it to make sure I got all the most up-to-date lines. And let's do this thing. Hawks headed into Philadelphia today. And it is a straight pick 'em. I do not have anything on Joel Embiid. I believe he's probably going to be out, I'd say, is the most likely scenario. but we obviously don't know that for sure. I think the fact that it's a pick 'em, that's actually interesting. I don't know. I don't think he's going to play. We haven't had anything. I think that we would have at least gotten a questionable tag or something. But they played yesterday. So, honestly, the injury report probably pops up at some point during this pod. But let's say that he doesn't play. I think for me right now, the Hawks are just a really tough team to bet on or fade. Again, we've talked about it. They're a team right now that either looks really good or really bad, and there's not really a lot of in between right now. And it just kind of, you look at the spot to kind of, quote, honestly guess to see what version you're going to get. And to me, this is probably a Hawks spot, right? You're off two straight L's. Just took an L at the crib to the Heat, and game before that, they went into Houston. We're talking mad shit, taunting all this, and still took an L as well. But you know, when they show up, when they're here and ready to go, that they're a good team. So they very, very much could beat the Sixers team. But at the same time, the Sixers team without, you would think, right, without Joel, James, and Maxey, their, quote, three best players, that they would struggle pretty bad. But they've been a solid team. And, like, they beat the Nets at home. They lose to the Hornets, but that was a back end of a back-to-back. You know, we've talked about it before. It's really hard to beat a team, any NBA team, two times in a row. They beat the Magic in, I think, both times in Orlando, twice, including a blowout in that second one. So they're playing good basketball, man. Like, I absolutely could. If the Hawks don't bring it here today, the Sixers can win this game. But that's what I'm, you know, it's tough because you don't know what version of the Hawks you're getting today. On one hand, you can read it but two different ways. On one hand, you can say, hey, they've lost two in a row. They're going to come out ready to go today. On the other hand, you could say, hey, they've lost two in a row for a reason. And it's not even just these two, right? Like, we have a huge sample size, not huge, but this whole season. And a lot of times the Hawks come in and they're just very meh. They're very meh. It's just Trae Young and DeJounte. And if neither of those two guys are, you know, cooking to their fullest extent, it's a close game or they lose. So for me, I'm going to stay away from this one. Obviously, we don't know what's up with Joel. We don't know what version of the Hawks we're going to get. I'm going to stay away from this one. Next game, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Washington Wizards. This is funny because they're both 10-10, and it's a straight pick 'em. Another game where we don't quite know what's going on with injuries. Rui and Kyle Kuzma are going to be, I believe, questionable. Jalen McDaniels was just ruled out. Jordan McLaughlin was still ruled out. And I would definitely say that the Timberwolves are slightly better. But not by a ton, man, not by a ton. And we've seen this Wizards team, in my eyes, the Heat are the most, quote, boring team in the league. And so I haven't watched a lot of Wizards, but they've gotten it done on their home floor plenty of times. The Timberwolves, you know, they got off to that famous really bad start and then they picked it up, man. We somehow faded them. And not somehow, but we faded them against the Pacers in a spot we like the Pacers, and they took care of business. And then from that point, I was just kind of like, all right, well, this team's kind of back. And then luckily we didn't bet on them, but you know, two straight games from that Pacers point where they have now lost to Charlotte on the road and to the Warriors at home, they got blown out. So again, another one of these things where it's like, okay, two straight L's, probably going to get a good performance today, but also you've lost two straight games for a reason, right? There's still weaknesses. There's still holes on this team, and it's looked better over the past 2-3 weeks, but it's still not all the way back. And anytime you're going on the road against an Eastern Conference team, you've got to play a good ball game today. I would lean the Timberwolves here. I think they're the better team for sure, but it's very slight. And the Wizards have beat, quote, better teams at home before plenty of times this year, honestly. So I think this is a stay away from me. I'd lean the Wolves, but nothing too strong, honestly, in that game. Next game, Magic and Nets. The Magic are on a little bit of slide here, and today what it comes down for me, it's just going to be the availability of Wendell Carter Jr. The Magic are probably the most banged up team in the league right now. Should be getting some reinforcements soon, but these are all the guys on their injury report today. Jonathan Isaac, Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs, Terrence Ross, Chuma Okeke, Markel Fultz, Wendell Carter, and Mo Bamba. So it's really hard to get a solid cap on this game without really knowing who's playing. if a lot of these guys are playing, I like the Magic today, but obviously that line's going to shift if you get some of these, especially the more important guys in today. The Nets are hooping right now, man. They've kind of got their groove, right? TJ Warren's on his way back. Kyrie's back. KD's doing what he does. And a lot of these role players are really filling right into solid roles for their squad. So I think that you're going to see the Nets go on a little bit of a run here. And there's no way I can bet them out. Basically, Wendell Carter's been kind of this glue. You know, Jaylen can go down. Cole Anthony can go down. They've had lots of these guys go down. Paolo Banchero can go down. But when Wendell Carter's gone down, I don't know that they've covered a spread, to be honest. And last game, you look at last game, that is such a Magic spot, right? Like, it is, again, really hard to beat the same exact team twice in a row in their own gym. You lose once, Magic come back at home. Yes, they were missing some guys, but get blown out. So that doesn't bode well, really, for you know, how they're playing. But again, I've seen it. We've already seen it two or three times this year with the Magic. You kind of get to a point where you're like, oh, they're done, man. They suck. And then they come out and have a good performance the next game. And so I could absolutely see that. Again, too, when you're a 10-point favorite at home, you just generally you don't come in with a ton of intensity. But there's no doubt here that the Nets are far – they're just in a different class than this Magic team. And it's just going to come down to kind of the focus that they bring. I think the Magic should be focused. But again, if you don't have Wendell Carter, if you don't have some of these guys, it doesn't even matter to an extent how focused you are sometimes if you're going up against a really good team. So for me, if Wendell Carter's in and some of these guys get ruled in, obviously I like the Magic plus 10. But if Wendell, like, even if some of these guys get ruled in and Wendell's not in, I just can't bet this Magic team right now. Let's keep it rolling. The Cavs are headed into Toronto as 3-point dogs right now. They are actually a little banged up as well. You're going to get, and this game is just an injury nightmare, right? I'll just read the injury report for both of these. So I believe Caris LeVert is going good to go today, but Jared Allen is out. Kevin Love is out. Lamar Stevens, who has been starting for them, is out. Obviously, Ricky Rubio is out, and Dylan Windler's been out. Scotty Barnes, I think, may suit up today. Pascal may suit up today. Otto Porter, Precious Achiuwa are out. Delano Banton is a game-time decision. And so for me, you just got too many moving pieces on both sides of this thing, right? The Cavs are still a really good team, even without Jared Allen and without Kevin Love. They can hang in with anyone. But this Raptors team has kind of done their best to stay afloat without Pascal Siakam. But Pascal, you know, he changes the whole dynamic of this team. He makes it so OG and Fred VanVleet and Scotty don't have this crazy amount of offensive pressure on them. He's an outlet for him. He frees everyone else up when he's out on the court. And usually that first game back is a little bit rusty, but you know, it just opens up so much for the rest of this Raptors team. They just are coming off a win against the Mavs. I think the Cavs are on a back-to-back. They just beat the Pistons last night in a semi-close game. I think this is one of these games where I get it, right? Like, first off, you got too many injuries right now. You kind of got to get that cleared up. But I think this is a fair line, especially with Pascal back. I would probably lean Cavs. Just take the extra points at home. They're still, again, even without Jared and K-Love, they're still a really good team. But it's, again, not gonna be enough to play. Next game, we have the Charlotte Hornets heading into Boston today. We don't know if Jason Tatum's going to play. Don't know how bad his injury is. This is still a really good team. Hold on. Okay, yeah. The Sixers news came in. Matisse Thybulle, questionable. PJ Tucker, probable. Joel Embiid, questionable. So we'll see with that one. If Joel plays, I like the Sixers at a pick 'em. They're still sitting here at a pick 'em today, so we'll see. I don't think we have any real lean either one way on whether or not he's gonna play. But anyways, back to the Hornets. Celtics. The Celtics team is just a buzzsaw. If you couldn't tell, they're 16-4, and deservedly so, man. They're just blowing through teams, and especially at home. I mean, we'll go through their home games, right? in November. Home game against Washington, last game without Tatum, 9-point win, covered the spread. Home game against the Sacramento Kings, 18-point win. Home game against the Dallas Mavericks, 8+5, 13-point win. Home game against OKC. Okay, you only win by 4, but I get it, right? It's OKC. You don't get up for that game. Home game against Denver, 19-point win. Home game against Detroit, 16-point win. Home game against Chicago, 4-point win. So they've covered, I think, like 6 of 8 at home this year. And that being said, it's a big spread. But the Charlotte Hornets are not the most inspiring side, man. They're just not. Even without Jason Tatum, I could see them getting here today. They have won 2 in a row, but both those games are at home. And who knows, maybe that kind of creates some momentum for them. But it's just a side that doesn't have, like, it just lacks a lot, right? Like, Terry Rozier and Kelly Oubre are their main two guys. Those guys are not good enough to be offensive options. Their defense has kind of kept them in some games, but it's not going to be enough against this Boston Celtics team. So I'd wait and see. I'd assume, honestly, with this line that JT plays, but I definitely lean the Celtics today. I would lean the Celtics today, but it's tough, man. It's tough. Like, anytime you're betting on a double-digit spread, you got to really, really feel good about the spot. And I could see the Hornets backdoor in this bitch, so I'm going to stay off this one for now, but it's definitely lean towards the Celtics. Okay. We got the Oklahoma City Thunder heading into New Orleans today. 5.5-point favorites, or 5.5-point dogs, and the Pelicans are going to be without CJ McCollum. Brandon Ingram's doubtful. Larry Nance is questionable. Najee Marshall's questionable. And I think Trey Murphy's good. So for the Pels, you're going to have Jose Alvarado, Devontae Graham, Herb Jones, Zion Williamson, and Jonas Valanciunas. Dude, I lean the Thunder +5.5 today, to be completely honest. I mean, we've talked about it. One of our favorite things is targeting teams that are down their best players. And the Pelicans are definitely down their best players, but usually those teams are underdogs, you know. Pelicans are a favorite today. Now, I think the one thing that kind of scares me a little bit is in terms of fading the Pelicans today is they got blasted by 20 on the road in Memphis, and then had 2 days off to kind of sit on that. But the Thunder, you know, the Thunder are off a loss too. Bad loss in Houston. But they beat the Bulls. And the Thunder are so hot and cold, right? Yeah, the key is kind of getting them in these hot pockets, these hot zones. And then obviously, you know, staying away during the cold times. You've already seen it, right? In November, they've had a stretch where they won 3 out of 4. But they've also now had multiple stretch. They've had a stretch now where they've lost 4 in a row. And this current stretch that they're in, they've lost 4 or 5. And a lot of these wins have been at home. So it's going to be hard. I think almost all of these wins, besides New York and Washington, were at home. I think they're going to get a good performance today. All right. And when you get a good performance and you're a dog, you kind of like that. But I don't know. It's a little sketchy today. I'd lean the Thunder. I would lean the Thunder here today, grabbing 5.5 on the road. I think most of the money is on the Pels. Let me check. Yeah, Pels are getting a large percentage of money, 70% of the bets. And again, no CJ and Brandon Ingram. But I think the Thunder should be able to hang in this one today. I like the Thunder today. I do. That's a small lean. Let's keep it going. Next game, Rockets and Nuggets. And this is just another one of those double-digit spread ones where I'm just like, not moved either way. I get it, right? Like, I get why you put this as a double-digit spread. Don't feel confident enough to bet it. The Rockets have looked good their last two games. They've actually won 2 in a row. Again, both at home. Where this team struggles very much so is on the road. And you find them in that spot today. And I think this is one of these lines where it's just like you're just gambling, right? Like, I think the Nuggets are going to dominate this game. They might be up 15, 16, 17. Rockets make a push late in the third and the fourth to get it to 10. And then it's basically like hovering around 10 or 11 or whatever it is, you know, hanging around that 10 to 12 spot for most of that fourth quarter. might swing one way and then it swings back. So I want no part of this game. Let's get to the next game. Bulls and Jazz. And this was a lean for me for the Jazz's way. And then we look and Lauri Markkanen is questionable today, which is, you know, obviously a big deal. I think, let's see, do we have any Mike Conley news? Mike Conley would be absolutely huge for this team. No, he's not gonna play. He was expected to miss 2 weeks on 11/20, so he's not gonna play. Interesting game, man. Interesting game because you have the Bulls who have, for the majority of this year, sucked. I can't even really sugarcoat it. The majority of this year, this Bulls team has sucked. But as of late, in terms of their last three games, they've played the Celtics, Bucks, and Thunder. And of course, they beat both the Celtics and the Bucks, and they lose to the Thunder. Boston was at home, Milwaukee was on the road, and then that Thunder game was on the road. It went to OT. So, you know, even going to OT against OKC in OKC is a good performance, right? Like you showed up. But you're again, for me, what we're doing is we're balancing the recent form with the season long form, with the overall form of who they are. And we're doing the same thing with the Jazz, right? Where Jazz, it's almost opposite, right? Where the Jazz overall this year have been good, but recently they've been bad. And the Bulls are the opposite. Overall, they've been bad, but recently they've been good. And so how do you kind of balance all that? Now, if Lauri Markkanen plays, I like the Jazz -2. I still think if Lauri Markkanen is healthy, even without Mike Conley, I think this team is slightly better than the Bulls, but I do think Lauri Markkanen makes a huge, huge difference. So for me, I just need that news before we make a call on this one. I would lean Jazz here, but it's just not enough to play without the Lauri Markkanen news. That's where I'm at. And I'm still just not a believer in this Bulls team. They're going to show up on certain nights, right? They have the offensive firepower. And if they're hitting, they're going to be in some of these games. But I think over the course of 82, there's just going to be plenty of games where they just fall flat. And I think this is, you know, the Jazz are going to show up. The Jazz are going to give you an effort today. I don't know how it's going to turn out. And things have not looked good for them lately. They've lost 7 of their last 9. But I still am not ready to panic with this team. I'm not sitting here looking, saying, oh, this Jazz team sucks, right? I'm just not there yet. I think they've just, you know, they've, in a couple games, they just didn't bring the energy they needed. And then in some of these games, they face better teams and teams that came out with better performances. And that's just going to happen in this league. So for me, I'm not freaking out. I'm not panicking if I'm a Jazz fan yet. I'm just not. I'd lean them today, but we need Lauri Markkanen. If Lauri Markkanen plays, I'll probably find myself on Jazz -2, but we will see. Next game, and this is my favorite spread of the day. Kings, pick 'em. I'm seeing +1 even in some spots. So if you can get that, obviously get that. But I like the Kings today, man. I do. And let's talk about why. Obviously, the Suns playing great basketball. They're the number one team in the Western Conference. But again, we've talked about it. Without Cam Johnson and without CP3, when this team is good, right, and they're going to beat some teams at home and take care of business of games at home, but without Cam Johnson and CP3 on the road, it's going to be really tough for them to beat good teams. And I think I know I can put the Kings in that category right now. Now, you know, the Kings were on a great streak. They won 7 in a row, and now they've lost 2 in a row. But you look, both those games, really tough games, man. Back-to-back in Atlanta with Atlanta off of a loss and Atlanta having, I think, a day or two off. And then against the best team in the league on the road at Boston, you know. So I don't look at either of those two games and say, oh, this team is finished. Oh, this Kings team sucks, right? And if anything, especially with the way Mike Brown's coaching, especially with the way this team's been playing, I think that they show up. I think that points to them showing up even more. And you look at the Suns, obviously a scary fade, right? Like you don't like fading the Suns team. They've won 4 in a row, 5 out of 6. But you look at it, right? Let's look in November. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses. four of those L's were on the road, right? They've taken care of business at home. They've only lost one game at home. But all these every time they've been on the road, they've lost without CP and Cam, right? CP gets hurt in that Sixers game, but they lose by 12 on the road. Okay, they won in on the road in Minnesota, but that's Minnesota, right? Then they lose on the road in Orlando. They lose on the road in Miami. Neither of those two teams are great, right? And then they lose on the road in Utah, and Booker went for 50, right? So they're very much a vulnerable team on the road. And when I say vulnerable, I don't mean they're bad by any means on the road, but I just mean if you're playing a good team on the road, they're gonna be in an uphill battle. And I think that's exactly what you're getting today, right? To me, this is a perfect buy low, sell high in terms of what's been happening, right? Suns are on a streak. Kings are not. I have lost two in a row, but you look, Kings before that had won 8 out of 9, beat the Cavs at home, beat the Warriors at home, beat the Nets at home, beat the Spurs at home, beat Memphis on the road, beat the Pistons at home, right? So, like, they've shown it. They can do it. They've done it this month. This is a team that's beat really good teams at home and beat them handedly. So you're off two straight losses. This is one they're going to get. I think they got to get. Don't get me wrong. Could Phoenix leave Sacramento tonight with a win? Absolutely they could. But like I've said before, it's just going to take a really, really strong performance from the Suns. They're going to need Ayton or Booker to go clean off to get a dub here today. And that's possible. That's possible. But I think more often than not, the Kings get here today. So that's where I'm at. I like the Kings. That's my favorite play of the day. And we're talking about hitting singles. I'm just going to try and take my single with the Kings and move on. But we'll see. We'll keep. Okay. Last game of the day. The Pacers are heading into LA today to play the Lakers. 3-point dogs right now. I believe AD and Bronny Brown are both going to be good to go today. I believe. So it's weird because we haven't really gotten both of them back. And I think with Bron, he's not like in a perfect rhythm right now, but he's playing good basketball. He still obviously helps this team be better. But again, we haven't seen Bron and AD back, and early on in the year, it was bad, but they've worked through a lot of these things. And you see, for me, what I'm looking for with this team is, yes, obviously you want to see how they're playing basketball, but you want to look at the spirit of the team, and the spirit of the team is much, much higher in a much better spot than what it was early on. And so I think normally I'd want to take the Pacers here, right? I do think they're maybe playing slightly better basketball, which is crazy to say. They've been one of the bigger surprises this year. But I think also me having bet the Pacers at home against the T-Wolves is kind of scaring me in this situation just a little bit, right? Because I still think this is a reliable team and a team that you can go to and back. And they've kind of been a honey hole low-key that I've just missed, right? And that's on me. But I don't know if today's the spot. I really don't. I think that this Lakers team and spirit is really good right now. And I think this is just going to be a close game. I do. I think, again, Pacers are slightly better, but you're getting the Lakers, an experienced team, finally getting AD and Bron back, right? That's going to build some excitement in the home. I think this is a close game where I could see maybe the Pacers, quote, being the right side, but then the Lakers winning. And covering the spread with the foul game here. I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to see Bron and AD together on the court to really make a call here. But again, the data we do have of both of them playing the Lakers team hasn't been good. It hasn't been good. And we do have plenty of data right now of the Pacers being a good basketball team. Nothing crazy, but a good basketball team. They're showing up. They're playing hard every night. But I mean, you kind of see this is kind of right. Like when you get good teams just that kind of surprise and fire out the gates, this is kind of the moment in time where you kind of see some regression. You're seeing it with the Jazz. You saw it with the Wizards last year. And I don't know that we can say it yet for the Pacers, right? But they lost to the T-Wolves at home. They beat the Nets at home, and then they go lose to the Clippers in LA as a favorite, road favorite. So again, I'm not saying like Again, I'm not saying that they're going to completely tail off, but this is definitely going to be a test in terms of, hey, can this team continue to sustain the level of basketball that they're playing? And tonight's a really good test against the AD and Bron Lakers that are both in the lineup. So to me, stay off. So right now, my favorite spread is by far the Kings. I think that's what I'm going to be on. I think the fact that Joel Embiid is questionable, but the line hasn't moved, would maybe point to him not playing. But obviously, if he does play, I like the Sixers. With that being said, you still don't really know what's going on with the Hawks. They just fly much different versions of themselves every other night, so it's really hard to say. And then, obviously, I like the Jazz if Lowry plays. I like the Thunder a little bit, but nothing too crazy. Let's get into some props. Hopefully, we can find some props that we like today. Let's see what stands out. And again, it's early. Got plenty of injury news, so we're probably not going to have all these props out, but still stuff we can look at. Let's look at combo stats, rebounds, and assists for Benny Boy Simmons. Benny Boy Simmons has been great for them lately. It's probably going to be high. Rebounds and assists, 15. Yeah, it was chilling at 13.5 for a while. So it's at 14.5. That's like 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Oh. Okay, we got some more news. Jason Tatum's good to go today. But Al Horford is now out. And Jaylen Brown is questionable with a neck injury. That's tough. Let's see. Terry Rozier is now questionable with illness. I don't hate Terry. He's back at home. Scrolling through, a lot of these don't have anything up, man. Okay, I got something I like. Jordan Clarkson over 21.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Bulls defense is not good. And he's seen a clear uptick in shots post Condog going down. He's going to be heavily relied on. He's going to get plenty of these bitches up. Let's see. But he's just been coming. He had 22 last game, 21 the game before in Golden State, 24, 26. So 28. So since Conley's gone down, he's hit 21.5 four out of five times. And the one time he didn't get it, it was 1 point short. Good matchup at home, at the crib against a bad defense. I don't know, man. I like that. I like Jordy over 21.5. I think he probably gets there more often than he doesn't today, especially if Lowry's out. Like, if Lowry's out, his stocks go to the moon in terms of points. So that's definitely somewhere I'd look. The assists are up too, but I don't know that it's enough to hit. Let me see what his assists are. And then his points, rebounds, and assists. Clarkson assists 4.5, super, super juiced up. Let's look at the PRA. PRA is 30.5. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. Let's look at the rebounds and assists prop for him. 8.5. Ten, 14, 5, 8. Yeah. Nah, that's not enough. Yeah, guys, I'd really take a look at Jordy points. 21.5. It's going to be right in there, you know. But I think he can get there. I wonder, Zion could be an interesting look today as well. He is last game 14 points, 32 points. Yeah. I just think with no BI and no CJ, they're going to go to him a lot more, but it's tough, right? Like, he's literally averaging 22 on the year and his points prop set at 27.5. So you're not really getting a ton of value there. Assist for Hallie. Yeah, Jordan's the one that makes the most sense to me. We still have a ton of props that aren't out, but I'm going to keep combing through that. I think for me right now, Kings and Jordy are my two favorite looks, but I'm going to continue to comb through this card, guys. Let's get right back on track today, man. No more feeling sorry for ourselves. No more, none of that shit. We're just moving on. We're playing what we love, and we live with the results. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Best of luck to whatever you play today. We are getting right today. We are getting right today. And even if we're not letting that affect us for tomorrow. I love you guys. Best of luck. Let's get it.